Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Darren from Portland, Maine.
Hey, Darren, how are things in Portland?
They're very well. Thank you very much. How are things in Chicago?
Things in Chicago are equally well. What do you do there in Portland?
I develop diagnostics for veterinarians.
Diagnostics for veterinarians?
Yeah, if you know your dog is sick, you take them into the veterinarian. And I don't know if you know a lot about dogs, but they have a hard time describing their symptoms. So
right.
You run one of my tests.
No, lots of times they'll say, it's rough.
Yeah. So you hook it up to your machine.
They mainly just tell you to kill your neighbors.
Yeah. You hook it up to your machine, and your machine says, that's one sick puppy.
I
got it. Exactly.
Thank you very much. Darren, welcome to the show. You're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Darren's topic?
Reduce, reuse, recycle.
This week we heard about a particularly ingenious method of recycling that goes way beyond sorting paper and plastic. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories about clever ways to reuse stuff. Choose that real story, you'll win. Carl's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to play?
Absolutely. Thank you much.
Okay. Let's hear first from Tom Baudet.
Tired of that back hair and wish you had a little more on top? That is the marketing assumption behind Back to You, Bob, the latest L.A. body enhancement trend. Typical body waxing studios simply remove hair and discard it, said hair relocation technician Bob Lindner. At Back to You, Bob, we put it where you can use it. The bobbing system is a non-invasive, non-surgical method using ordinary waxes to extract excess hair and a water-impervious clear spray-on adhesive to affix it elsewhere. The adhesive pulls the hair right back out of the wax with a similar ripping sensation as with removal, said Lindner. We've put back hair on heads, chest hair on patchy beards, moved arm hair from one roommate to another. Want that hair shirt for one date or an important audition? The transplanted hair can later be removed with a patented solvent cream which leaves the skin soft and mango-scented. That, according to neophyte bobbers, is the grossest thing you've ever seen.
Don't just have your hair removed, reuse it in a different place. Your next story of innovation and recycling comes from Adam Felber.
Soon, mourners at the Duncan Field Crematorium will no longer be cold during services. But the reason why might make them shiver. Yes, starting soon, the little chapel in Tameside Council near Manchester, England, will be powering the boiler and lighting the chapel with the heat from cremating bodies. Robin Mark, the environmental chief of Tameside Council, acknowledges that the issue is sensitive and pledges that he'll take the public's temperature in this matter. But the Reverend Vernon Marshall apparently has the fire in his belly over this new recycling venture, saying, quote, as a final act of generosity, it's a lovely way for the dead to provide comfort for the living at a difficult time.
Right. The crematoria also serving to heat the premises at a funeral home in England. Your last story that would make Al Gore proud comes from Amy Dickinson.
The citizens of New Hampshire were happy to see the candidates finally leave town this week. Unfortunately, vestiges linger in the form of an approximately 750,000 political yard signs left behind. Now an enterprising Granite Stater has figured out how to recycle them. Hank Gilbert is driving around the state collecting the cardboard eyesores from front yards. He'll then use the cardboard to refashion into those ugly, oversized top hats and campaign buttons for delegates to wear this summer at the Republican National Convention. Excess cardboard will drop from the ceiling as confetti. No one is happy about the arrangement. Hillary Clinton's staff contacted Gilbert to protest the idea that a Ron Paul delegate could end up wearing a cardboard originally bought and paid for by the Democratic candidate. And New Hampshire Republican delegate Hap Sinclair said, I don't want to end up with a Dennis Kucinich retread, but if I do, at least Kucinich will be of some use to the country.
So, here are your choices. From Tom Baudet, a new hair removal system that puts the hair back where you might want it more, so nothing is wasted. From Adam Felber, a crematorium that was looking at those crematorium going, why can't we use the heat to make ourselves comfortable? And from Amy Dickinson, a plan to reuse all those now obsolete yard signs in New Hampshire for the Republican National Convention's confetti. Which of these is the real story of innovative reuse in the news?
Well, I don't want to believe the story about the body hair. I think I'm going to go with the crematorium, the body heat.
Yeah. The different kind of body heat. All right, your choice then was Adam's story of the crematoria that's going to use their own ovens to heat the premises. Well, to bring you the real story, we spoke to someone familiar with the details of this case.
I'm sure that there will be some that, would be very squeamish, as, you know, knowing that the heat was coming off of a crematory. But I believe it would be a great way to conserve and utilize our energy resources.
That was Donald Green, president of Cremation Services Incorporated in Schiller Park, Illinois, explaining how the heat generated from cremating bodies might impact the environment. Congratulations, you got it right, sir.
Oh, I'm so excited. Thank you.
It is an exciting thing. You earned a point for Adam. You've won our prize. Carl Castle will record the greeting on your home answering machine.
Wonderful.
Isn't it, though?
Yes.
Well done, sir. Congratulations, and thanks for playing with us.
Well, imagine the sermon and hymn opportunities that would open up for a pass. Go not quietly into that dark flu.
Wow.
Well, it makes sense to me. I mean, you know,
I'm just trying to get you going.
The people don't mind. The people in question don't mind. They're beyond caring.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you're making all this heat anyway. You're paying to heat the crematorium. Why not, you know?
Soylent Heat is people.
Exactly. Right. Thank you.
It's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. I'd like to fool with my baby tonight. Break every rule with my baby tonight.